will go ahead and call this board meeting to order at 6:02 p.m. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to address the board regarding the closed session items? Seeing none, we will adjourn to closed session. We are going to go ahead and call this session open at 7:09 p.m. And I'm happy to say that we have Lieutenant Colonel Wood, who will lead us in the invocation and the flag salute from our junior ROTC program at West Covina High School. Thank you.
Please just face the flag and join me as we recite the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And if you would, please join me in a short word of prayer. Our gracious Father in heaven, we come before you through your Son, Jesus Christ, to praise you and to offer ourselves for service. And Father, we pray your blessings on this proceeding. We pray your blessings on those of us who are here, those who wish they could be here. And Father, we pray that you will bless us in our service. Please help the things we do and say to be in accordance with your will and to bring honor to you. And we pray it through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call.
Here.
He was here. He had to leave.
Here.
Okay. There is nothing to report out of closed session. I'd like to call forward we have a presentation today. And there is going to be a presentation of the Kiki Camarena bust by the Los Angeles Business Consultants, LLC. Wow. Thank you. If you can come over to the podium.
And I'd like to introduce Chief Don Fernald and Luann. I don't want to pronounce your last name. Luann, who have a special presentation to our district.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for having us here today. The reason we're here with the bust is we're actually here representing the Enrique S. Camarena Educational Foundation based out of San Diego. And the city has worked hard through the Red Ribbon Rally efforts, which includes the police, the fire, the school districts, local businesses. It's really a unique event. And for the Camarena Foundation, it's one of the largest events in the United States here in West Covina, because it is all-encompassing of the city. And over the last 3 years, through the event, we've worked hard to raise money so that we can showcase his bus here in the city. Our goal is to get a bust at every single school. And so we're actually here tonight to present the bust to the school district and let you tell us where you would like to put the first bust of many that will come to the city to recognize. We're also working on, when the event happened back in the 80s, after the tragic event, President Reagan himself called the family to console them on the loss, and they tape recorded the conversation with the president. So as we progress, we're going to be creating boxes. So when people come up and see the bust and they see a placard that describe what the bust is about, they can actually press the tape recording and hear President Reagan talking to the family about the sacrifices Kiki made in the war on drugs. So we're here to just thank the school district for the support of the last 23 years in doing this great event.
Wow. Thank you. Can we put the bust over here? Because our colleague has left, and I think the audience can see how absolutely gorgeous and detailed this is. Wow.
Beautiful.
Thank you. That is beautiful. I don't think we've made a decision yet as to where we'll go.
My recommendation is the high school. Because they've housed this special event for so many years and put so much time and effort, all members of the high school staff, but especially our principal, who happens to be here tonight. And I think it would be a real honor to start at our high school. That would be my recommendation. But again, it would be up to the board. But I think you also mentioned to me that when we do the unveiling, the family, the Camarena family, would be here as well. So,
right, the entire family will come up. The widow Mika will be here. The namesake Kiki Jr. will come up. The sister and his friend Pete, who's been with the foundation. The members of the board will come up for the actual unveiling. We just didn't want to drive them up 2.5 hours from San Diego for a 5-minute presentation.
Right. Absolutely. We understand. Mr. Cox has been involved in Red Ribbon as well for many, many years, and the superintendent has now joined Rotary, and the school has been incredibly supportive. We have the Interact Club as the principal there has joined. You're right, the entire community has come together, and it's amazing to see people talk about it leading up to it.
Just a side note, we're both part of Rotary also.
Oh, okay.
We just both happen to be on the board. Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I wasn't
okay.
aware.
Just
but thank
you.
Know
our other connection.
Okay, that's excellent.
I was not going to let that pass.
They
indicate that they were with the foundation and the involvement of the city. I think you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And who else did you say was involved with it? I was kind of getting
Noontime
excluded.
I'm sorry. The Noontime Rotary Club and the West Covina Sunrise Rotary Club are very active in this. It really is a community-wide event. It would take me a week to name everybody that's
right.
involved.
Absolutely. Were you thinking of doing the presentation with his family sooner rather than later? Is it something you'd like to do next year at the Red Ribbon Rally, where we do have a very large audience? What was your thinking?
We really hadn't given it much thought. We were hoping to just get the guidance from the board to decide, and then we could coordinate from there as to the appropriate timing.
Okay. I think our best audience is the actual Red Ribbon event, but I don't know if you all want to wait that long. Perhaps you can discuss that with the superintendent.
That might be it. So much going on that day, it might be probably more than we need to try to take in. So
okay.
I think that we do a different event where we just have the unveiling and have them up, and
okay.
we'll probably when that works out, we'll talk to the local hotel that's been working with the Fairfield and see if they'll put them up for that night. We don't have to drive all the way back down there again.
That would be great. Okay, well then you can work with the superintendent and come up with an agreeable date that's conducive for both the widow and her family and for our school district. Thank you.
Okay.
Is the board agree that to start with the high school, is that something that you feel comfortable with as a board?
I think it makes sense.
Because then I would work with Alex on that. Okay, thank you so much, and thank you for
you were going to ask?
Can we get a picture with Alex and the two of you? Us in the bus so that we can get them.
Absolutely.
Just to clarify for the record, when we're talking about the high school, we mean West Covina High School,
yes, ma'am.
Edgewood or Coronado. Edgewood.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
I
think we can all fit around
yes.
the bus.
I think everybody.
That's
it would be nice if everybody could be in the picture.
I would
be nice.
Is it real heavy? Can you hold it here in the middle and then we join you?
It's very heavy, actually.
Is it? Oh,
it is.
It's all my grass.
Oh, my Lord.
And I appreciate the fact that we did make your introduction as the chief of police without reference to.
Something with real presence, some real recognition.
So good to see you again.
Thank you very, very much. My name's Brent. Thank you. Sorry.
I mean, it seems like the obvious thing.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Okay. For the board president's report, I'm so glad you're here, Mr. Marente. I went to the next Hearst Ranch meeting, and they were debriefing with the board as to how well their harvest event went again, and they were getting the feedback from the volunteers, and they were saying one more time, the volunteers, how grateful they were for the Coronado students and that they do want to speak to Coronado School and hopefully get more students to participate next year to assist because they have more stations they want to offer that they were very limited on this year because they had such large crowds. So I'm glad that you're here to hear that one more time, how pleased they were, how impressed they were with the students, and one more time voice that they couldn't have done it without the students from Coronado. So they motioned that someone would contact whoever the contact is at Coronado, they're just going to call them and begin the groundwork for next year. So thank you. And so, of course, that made me very proud because those are our school. They also were received the check from Kaiser. So Kaiser has given the Hearst Foundation the money. So they're really pleased. The program is moving along very smoothly with Cameron. And they have, and let me pass along the date. I'm sorry, I wasn't ready. The next event with Cameron, and they've invited the board to come, is on December the 12th. It'll be over at Hearst Ranch with the Cameron. It'll be on nutrition. So, again, the foundation asked me to extend the invitation to all board members if they wanted to come to see it in action. And the kids are just thoroughly enjoying this. So that is my board, my only report. Anybody else have anything else? No. Okay. We'll go ahead and have Ms. Abad, your report.
Start with Edgewood. Edgewood report. For sports, both boys and girls JV soccer kicked off their season with their first game today against Downey. Boys basketball JV and varsity participated in their first tournament of the year of the year Monday. Varsity and JV swim will begin practicing in December. Also, varsity and JV girls softball have begun practicing for their season. And for clubs, Interact Club is holding events for 1 month to raise money for Haifer International. Their goal is to raise $5,000 to fight world hunger and send support to 15 countries throughout the world. The events will include an open mic night on Saturday, December 1st. Everyone is welcome. The donation is $5 at the door. Interact held a successful food drive in November for the local food bank. Drama Club is rehearsing the importance of being earnest. This show will be performed on December 6, 7, and 8. Physical Fitness Club sponsored a dodgeball tournament on Friday, November 16, to raise money for Edgewood High School weight room. The dodgeball tournament was a success. We rose over $2,500. Both students and faculty had a blast competing against each other. A highlight of the evening was a special presentation to the king of the Edgewood High School jungle. ASB presented Mr. Trovatore with the first Edgewood High School varsity Leatherman jacket. Mm. Mock Trial finished their competition with the Constitutional Rights Foundation and did very well. They will host a demonstration mock trial on December 13 at 7 p.m. for family and friends in Room M2. The event is free and everyone is welcome. We will even have a local celebrity guest judge. And alumni, the Alumni Association is planning a homecoming event to coincide with our first varsity home game on December 14. And for West Covina High School, they're hosting SAT testing this Saturday, next Friday. For next Friday, Career College Fair, the Common Core Staff Development, Thinking Maps Part 3, Training for Instructional Aids, Lesson Study Cycle 1 during December, Algebra 2, Biology, World Languages. New online programs for at-risk students, Next Generation Read 180, Revolution Prep KC 380 for both math and English language ELA, adaptable assessment, and lastly, completed second grading period, looking at future intervention for our at-risk student. And for Coronado High School, our teachers will be trained on lesson study this Friday. The principal and counselor met with all seniors to talk about credits and graduation. We are on track to graduate a record number of students. Our basketball team won their first game. We delivered Thanksgiving dinners to 7 needy families from Coronado. And lastly, we'll be taking field trips to ROP and National Hispanic College Fair to help prepare our students for life after Coronado. That's it.
Thank you so much, Ms. Abad. Thank you. Okay, does anybody have any items that they would like to either remove from consent or add to consent?
I'd like to put 14 up.
Okay, 14. Mr. Cox? Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. I apologize. Thank you. I have no blue cards in front of me, but is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the board at this time? Okay, thank you. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on to the agenda. Okay. Okay, so we'll remove 14, remove 15.
14 shouldn't be on here.
What do you mean it couldn't be on there?
When we get to it, I'll talk to her. So she's supposed to go on next time. I'm sorry, I didn't notice.
Okay. Can we add 6 to consent?
Okay.
All right, so we'll add 6 to consent. Okay, so we have 14 and 15 removed from consent. Okay, so is there anybody who will move this to add 6 to consent and remove 14 and 15 from consent?
I'll move as amended.
And who will second it? Okay, it has been moved by Ms. Poulos and seconded by Ms. Schumacher to approve the agenda with item 6 added to consent and item 14 and 15 removed from consent for the regular meeting of November 27th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay. Carries. 4-0. Okay, let's go ahead and move on to item number 7, Lieutenant Colonel Wood. I'm excited to hear about this.
Well, good evening. Thank you very much for allowing me this opportunity. I put together just kind of a very short briefing. Just kind of looking at ROTC globally, and then bringing it down a little bit closer to home here. So if you'll just bear with me, and I welcome questions at any time. I'm not sure how you like to do that, but at any time, at the end, now, whenever. But I'll start off with just some basic introductions, let you know who we are, look at Air Force ROTC, what it is globally, and then look at our primary focus, both as Air Force-wide ROTC, and then what we're looking to do here at West Covina High School. And then I thought that this would be a good opportunity for us to share some of the goals that we have for this academic year. All right. Starting off right at the core of our core is Master Sergeant Linda Larson. You probably know her. She's been here for about 5 years at West Covina High School. She's the aerospace science instructor and basically the backbone here for what we do. She brings a tremendous amount of experience. She has 23 years in the United States Air Force before she retired as a master sergeant. She holds a Bachelor of Arts in Business Administration, a Master's in Adult Education, and she's currently working on her PhD out of the University of Laverne. And she wanted to be here. She sends her regrets, but she had a seminar tonight, so she was involved with that. I'm Guy Wood. I'm actually a local boy. I just moved back. My wife and I have been gone for close to 30 years, about 28 years, 7 months. But we're actually local kids who went in the Air Force and ended up kind of seeing the world. But we wanted to come back locally, and quite honestly, West Covina High School was our number one choice. We had several schools we looked at, just feel very blessed. I'm thankful for the board and for Mr. Rubalcaba making me their selection. So thank you very much. This is my first year with Junior ROTC, and I just retired in 2011. I have a BA, an MBA, and then a master's in military operations as well. This is what a Junior ROTC is. Actually, in U.S. Code, it's outlined there. We're funded and we're led in a great deal by Congress through legislature or through legislation. But our basic purpose is to, as you can see up there, just provide opportunities for young people, secondary students, to learn the value of citizenship and service and personal responsibility and sense of accomplishment. They do get that. They get especially the sense of accomplishment as the students, the cadets, run the Corps for us. Master Sergeant Larson and I are there basically just to kind of shepherd them a little bit, serve as mentors, serve as somewhat in a management capacity, a great deal in a coaching capacity. But they're getting their sense of accomplishment and personal responsibility by running the Corps, and they do a great job. Just historically, Junior ROTC began way back in 1916 with the United States Army, and the Air Force jumped on board in 1966. And we've grown from about 20 units of Air Force Junior ROTC in 66 to just under 900 units now. And these units are spread all across the United States and overseas in some wonderful places. Currently, we have about 102,000 cadets. So we've grown quite rapidly. The United States Congress would still like us to grow to over 900 schools. But that's quite a process. And it's tough, especially with the budgets the way they are. But that's Junior ROTC. Our mission, and this is Air Force Junior ROTC around the world, is to develop citizens of character. And that's a big part of our focus. Everything we do, from the cadet honor code to everything that we teach in the classroom, we always focus on character and trying to help young people develop into citizens who will be dedicated to serving the country and the community. Oddly enough, and I honestly didn't know this until just a few months before I decided to pursue Junior ROTC, I thought it was a big recruiting tool. Oh, here we are, I'm going to go out and get young people and mold them into raw recruits and get them into the military. Actually, that is not the focus. This is the focus, is developing citizens of character. And actually far more of our cadets don't go into the military than do. Now, I'd be a hypocrite if I said that I didn't encourage those who are interested, but we do encourage the students if they're interested in military to go that route. In fact, yesterday we had three cadets out who are currently at the Air Force United States Air Force Academy, and they were out for Thanksgiving break, and we kind of arranged got three of them to come out and talk to our cadets and tell them about the opportunities that people can have at the Air Force Academy and the other service academies, and looking at other ways to enter college and go through using scholarships through ROTC and things like that. So, but our primary focus is just building them into good citizens. And we emphasize that. Master Sergeant Larson and I emphasize constantly that they need to develop into people who will contribute to the society, contribute to their communities. And there are myriad ways to serve, and there are ways that fit everybody. We focus on citizenship, community service, personal responsibility, self-discipline. This is a big thing, and being in the high schools, it's been an eye opener for me, as far as some of the discipline things. But we're trying to help them develop self-discipline. We adults can't be there watching all the time, so we focus on that. The entire program, the Army has Junior ROTC, the Navy has Junior ROTC, the Air Force does. Our Air Force program is built on the core values of the Air Force: integrity first, service before self, and excellence in all we do. And so everything we do is formed around there. Our goals locally, we have a few. To impact our cadets, our goal is to raise $3,000 by the 30th of March. We've met about 43% of that goal as of when I typed this up on the 20th. We would like to, as cadets, to participate in a couple of competitions. There are a lot of opportunities out there. They take funding, you know, transportation, a lot of work on the cadets' parts. But we have cadets out there who will do drill competitions and things like that. So we're going to participate in two competitions this year. As far as the school goes, trying to build up, we have awareness presentation teams, and our goal is to have 12 school visits. This will be visits to mostly the middle schools. And just to let people in the middle schools know that this program exists. I'm surprised, you know, as we go out, a lot of people don't know that Junior ROTC is around. Now, we've advertised a bit wearing our uniforms and things like that, and that always generates interest when the cadets are wearing their uniforms. We get a lot of questions. One of our goals was to form a booster club. We actually did that, and I put it on there that it's in progress. We've had two meetings, but the parents have really stepped up, and I'm grateful for that. There's a lot that we can't do, you know, based on who we are as Air Force Junior ROTC, but there's a lot that the booster clubs can do, and they've really jumped into it. We've got some very experienced people who stepped up to the plate, and I'm grateful because they're just invaluable. This third bullet under school impact goal, that's an important one to us. We need to get the core roster up to at least 100. From my understanding, it has never been there. And for this to be what the Air Force, what headquarters Air Force Junior ROTC considers a viable program, we have to have at least 100 cadets. We currently have 65 as of when I counted this on the 20th, and that's up about 60% from when we started this year. So we took a big leap and we kind of plateaued right now. So we're working on some other ways to bring in some more kids and to encourage them to come in. So we're going to get to that 100, and we're going to do it this year. I'm confident in that, and so we'll work on it. We'll keep you posted. Finally, community impact goals. We would like to do 1,000 hours of community service, have our cadets out there learning about community service and learning how to do those things. And then finally, the one that we have completed this was that at least 90% of our cadets would work on staging the Veterans Day Recognition Assembly. And actually, we had much closer to 100% then. So almost everybody was involved, you know, up until 10:30 the night before, and you know, just really working hard. And they were very excited about it. And I think it came out pretty well. They put a ton of effort into it. I was very proud of them. So that's where we are. That's basically my presentation, but I would be, you know, more than happy to answer any questions anybody has.
Questions?
You indicated that the transition after high school is not typically into the military situation. Then what is it that typically draws them into it, then, if it's not going on into a military career or having interest in pursuing a military career?
There are a few things that seem to attract them. Now, some of them do come because they do have the military in mind. And there are some benefits to the Junior ROTC in terms of folks who enlist in the military, they can get additional rank immediately and things like that, depending on the participation. It's a good bullet you know, for when they're filling out their college applications and things for service academy and things. But most of them seem to be interested. You know, I don't know the exact percentage. I'm sorry for that. But the ones who are thinking about college, a lot of them are thinking about Junior ROTC as an opportunity to kind of fatten up their package, their application package, get some experience, get some things that they can say on there. You know, for example, our Corps commander, she's a senior this year, she's a cadet, Major Galvez, she's in charge of the entire Corps, and that's a great bullet that she can put onto her resume package.
Just developing leadership skills.
Developing leadership skills, yes, sir. They handle the money for the Corps. One of our cadets today, our logistics superintendent or director of logistics, another one of our seniors, been in the Corps all four of his senior years and summer school and everything, very involved. But today, he placed an order out of our budget on the Air Force side for uniform items, you know, all these different things. And he spent about $4,600 of our money, and that's money that he accounts for. And, you know, that's great experience for him. That seems And then, honestly, on the other side of it, there are a lot of kids who are looking. We offer credits in physical education. We do have a physical education component to it, so they can earn physical education credit, and they can also earn just elective credit as well. So we have some kids who are looking for a different way to do physical education, maybe a different way to get some electives under their belts. So that's it. But a lot do, you know, I'm trying to find a percentage, and it's somewhere less than 20% of the military connected to this. So, any others?
I am extremely excited to hear all that you're doing with the program. It had worried me for several years that the program was not going to succeed because we were not reaching the numbers. I'm happy to hear that you're going to be visiting the middle schools. One thing that I had always requested of the previous instructor was that instead of just trying to recruit here, visit the outlying high schools and junior highs. The students are allowed to come into our schools for the program. And there is not another Air Force ROTC fairly close, so I think that would be helpful in raising your numbers.
That's I appreciate that, because to be honest, I hadn't thought about recruiting, actually going out and recruiting in the other schools. So that's a fabulous idea. And I know that we do have a small handful of cadets who are over in the, you know,
you were going to try to raise it to 100 this year. Did you have anything in mind on how you were going to try to recruit those additional 35 students?
We have a few things in mind. I'm trying to develop some kind of a contest to encourage the cadets to bring a person. We're going to have some informational. I want to do like a brown bag meeting lunch, you know, just for students who are interested to come over to the ROTC room, bring in their lunch, and just sit there and listen to a presentation, and, you know, by the cadets, let them kind of review. It's mostly those kind of things. Now, we have done also, and we can probably do this in the beginning of the next semester when kids are kind of shuffling around again in their schedules, but we have gone over and we hang out by the physical education area, and the PE instructors have been wonderful. They allow us to come in and make presentations to their people, and just, you know, we kind of tout the PE side of it. And that there are alternatives, because not all the kids want to go out there and be in PE every day. And, so that's a couple of the things, you know, just kind of an awareness thing.
Well, I appreciate the enthusiasm you've brought to your presentation.
Thank you.
And it's sparked my interest all over again in the program. So thank you so much for all you're doing at the high school.
Thank you.
I wanted to say thank you very much. There were a few things in your presentation that caught my ear, and the one is that you said you were bringing in current students who are at the academies. I really appreciate that, because that when peers can talk to peers, that's very powerful. So I'm so glad that you had the cadets, or excuse me, the students, or what do you call in
cadets.
The cadets come speak to the students. The other thing, I had given a recommendation, and it won't help you for this year, but potentially for next year, is to recruit from the local Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, because that's a ready-made audience. They're already used to service to community, a structure.
Yeah.
So, because, again, to Jessica's point, some of our Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts club are not necessarily in our schools. They might be in a La Puente school, because there's territory that the Boys and Girl Scouts cover. So that also may assist in recruitment.
That's a fabulous
at the middle school
yeah,
area.
And
then I wanted to pay your program a compliment. You'll have to help me. Who was the gentleman that was here with you all that came with the tie? Yeah, a month ago. He led the prayer and you led the Pledge of Allegiance.
I don't really know.
Okay. So you had a student who came with the government class. And I had asked if the students would lead the Pledge of Allegiance and if they would lead the invocation. And so this gentleman here agreed to do the Pledge of Allegiance. But then your student, and I unfortunately cannot remember his name, said, I'll do it, no problem. Showed the leadership in the initiative, came in a tie, handled himself, yes, ma'am. And so after the meeting, then he came up and said, I wanted to speak to you and ask you about some ideas for recruitment. And I said, recruitment for what? And he said, junior ROTC. And I said, oh, it makes sense. You're here in a tie. You're using your manners. You're very respectful. You jumped up and said, I'll do the invocation. So I have to pay you a great compliment, because that truly was leadership. And I didn't know that he was part of the program until after, which then sparked me to say, I would like to hear an update on how the program is doing, because I was so impressed with your students. So who's ever in charge of recruitment? He said he's in charge of recruitment.
Sounds like George on Mosquito.
I was going to say George.
Okay.
It was George.
Okay, so it was George.
Okay.
So
he was a great kid and great family.
He was excellent. So that goes to show that the program is really working and doing well and having an impact on our students. So
that's a blessing to hear. Thank you.
I wanted to say thank you. So that was all just a recommendation, and I look forward to seeing the program grow.
Thank you.
It's really good to see the students involved and to see the self-motivation in the students. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. All right. We are moving on to item number, I think the superintendent wants to address item number 14.
No, we're okay. We had our SELPA meeting yesterday. And so in my mind, we were going to put this on at our next meeting. I didn't realize we already had it agendized. So, yes, we had our SELPA meeting yesterday. I took the concerns that the board had raised, the two areas, and they agreed to keep the 1,700 for the third year. So all districts would be able to plan for that. And we had the bills for the 30,000. It was less than 30,000. In my mind, I want to say 26,000, 27,000, so it will not be over that. There was concern about a line in the agreement saying that if it was more, that they would come to us. And so I think this addresses the board's concerns that were raised. Every other, just for information, all the other districts have already approved it, so they're going to have to take an amendment back in terms of these changes if it's approved by our board tonight. They amended they basically amended it to include the third year of 1,700.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions from the board?
I am back to what I said when this was first brought forward, and that is, while I appreciate the 30,000, it not going over the 30,000, that amount was not something we contemplated when we approved Covina Valley becoming the administrative unit. We had a very long meeting where we discussed their finances and what they were going to do and how they were going to do it. I am not going to approve the contract that takes another $3,500 out of the pockets of our students, because they did not do their due diligence in understanding what the process would be to transfer the administrative unit to them and have the computer systems and software in place. I appreciate the clarification you got, but it didn't change the underlying issue, which is the $30,000, as far as I'm concerned, should have not been approved without the board agreeing that we would be willing to pay more. The $17,500 was supposed to include, for the first year, their transfer costs.
I got clarification that as the governing board, the superintendents are the governing board of the SELPA, and one of the things that we, based on our SELPA plan, have the direction to do is the budget. And this money was in last year's budget, and it was in a reserve of last year's budget, and it was the SELPA superintendents who approved, and we had the ability to do that based on our SELPA plan to move that $30,000 into this. So I appreciate and recognize where you're coming from, but my understanding is we, as the governing board of the SELPA, did have the right to approve those funds from the budget. And so in my mind, this should not have been part of the AU, because it was something that was approved in last year in terms of the superintendents. But I would be, you know, very sad that our district would be the only district not to approve this. But moving the SELPA to Covina Valley has really improved our ability to work together from the county, continually in the county. Just an example, we got our county bill this year, the LA County bill. We had 9 less students, and the bill was $1 million more. We have absolutely no control over what to expect from the county, and by moving the AU over to West Covina,
Covina Valley, we do have what it's going to cost us, and we can prepare and plan for it. So I recognize and respect your, you know, unhappiness over the $30,000, but I would hate for that to stop us from moving forward with something that I think is a benefit for all 14 districts.
I appreciate that the superintendent's council has the say on budget, but it all boils down to ultimately the Board of Education has the right and the ability to say we do not agree with the contract. You know, in the past when we had issues with the SELPA and things like this were coming up, it would have been brought to us prior to the superintendent's council voting on something like this, because then you don't have a situation where the Board of Education goes, wait, whoa, this is exactly what I was concerned about, that Covina Valley had not really looked at the full picture and had approval from us before, so we didn't have a situation where every other district has said yes to an agreement that maybe a majority of the board doesn't agree to here. And I, you know, it's up to the individual board members how they feel about it, but, you know, I could also point out that some of the districts who approve the contract are also ones that have not had the same financial stability our district has had, partially because maybe they don't look as closely at some of the things. So I do understand that the superintendent's council can vote on the budget, but the Board of Education votes on the SELPA agreements, and it has to be something that we're willing to agree to.
I asked to have it taken off because I had the same concerns that I addressed at the last meeting, and Ms. Shoemaker has just reiterated my concerns. If the $30,000 is not part of the contract that we agreed on, why are we voting on it?
Well, basically, you're ratifying something that the superintendents voted on. From my understanding, in trying to get clarification, and I think I provided you the backup for this in the board backup. The timing is off in terms of this AU should have been brought probably to all boards last year. So the AU really is late, I think, in terms of getting to boards of education. So it's more of a timing. This probably should have gotten to boards earlier. But because the change in the SELPA director, once the SELPA decided that they wanted to take back the AU, it was actually decided previous to the current SELPA director. So when she came on board, things that should have happened previously didn't happen too late. So the whole process was rushed, and where they had anticipated more than one district possibly putting in an application to be the AU, it was really only one district that did. The anticipated cost for turning over to the computer system, it was not in the SELPA agreement. And the only thing we did talk, if our district is the only district who disagrees, they are talking to attorneys, I guess, to find out what the next steps are. According to our SELPA plan, there would be some kind of mediation, and I'm not sure what that would be. But again, I think it is in the best interest of our district to be part of the SELPA and to be part and having Covina Valley be the AU, and I would hope that we could move this forward tonight.
I believe that we all agreed for that to happen, although we agreed to a certain price for it to happen. I'm hearing you say that this is last year's money and
it's already been spent.
That you're allowed to do this. This isn't what the amount I originally agreed to. So if it happens this time, I can see unforeseen circumstances coming up in 6 months, and they would say, we had no idea this was going to happen. We have another pot of money over here, and we can use that. I want to know beforehand. We're going to be talking about cuts at the end of this meeting. I don't want surprises. I don't want for them. The reason that we left the county was because it kept going up. Unanticipated costs. To me, this is a cost that they could have anticipated. It's a cost I thought that was in this extra $500 per member that was going to cover all of those unexpected costs.
we still don't know what happened to this additional $500 per unit and why that didn't cover this unanticipated cost, because this is what that money was for. So how did they spend it? And why didn't it cover what they thought it was going to cover? I have to vote no until those answers are there. And not that I don't disagree that we wanted to move to Covina Valley. I just want to make sure that in the future this doesn't happen. I want to know what happened to this buffer money that they had that they said was going to cover everything.
Mr. Cox, do you have any comments? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and vote yes on this, though. I do share those concerns. I do hear that we do want to move forward, and it is going to be good for the school. However, Ms. Shoemaker did make a very good point, and Ms. Poulos, in that this district has done very well financially in comparison because they have paid attention to every single line item. So I don't want to hold it back. So I will be voting yes, but I ask that you are our voice over there on that board. So
I am, and I am
and
the voice of the district.
That is the voice I am sending to say that very line item, very careful and holding them accountable. But since there's no other comments, we'll take a vote. So, okay, all those in favor say aye. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll move to approve the ratification of Singer Valley Eastland, the self-administrative unit agreement.
And who will second it? I'll go ahead and second it. And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And all those against?
No.
The item does not carry. It's 2-2.